This month's jobs report was the first one since the government shutdown that captured some of its wider impact. It also came one day after a government report found stronger than expected growth in the U.S. economy just before the shutdown. NewsHour economics correspondent Paul Solman put some perspective on the latest data, part of his ongoing coverage on making sense of financial news.
It was a tale of two job reports. Employers added 204,000 jobs in October, yet the unemployment rate rose to 7.3%. How could both happen? Well, first, unemployment is based on a survey of households, the jobs number on a separate sample of employers, the so-called establishment survey.
The fact that the data come from two different surveys means that it's natural that from time to time you're going to see them telling different stories.
And surveys, of course, have margins of error. So any conclusion, we asked Michael Strain of the Conservative American Enterprise Institute.
There is a tepid recovery. We are adding jobs, but we're not adding enough jobs. The unemployment rate is doing okay, but it's not falling nearly fast enough. And we have a lot of work left to do before the labor market is healed.
Dean Baker is, if you'll pardon us, top dog at the left-leaning Center for Economic and Policy Research. Never trust any one month's numbers, he says, but while not the best of times, October certainly wasn't the worst. In fact,
over 200,000 jobs being created in October, I think more than I expected, more than most economists expected, and upward revisions for the prior 2 months. So we're averaging over 200,000 the last 3 months, which is better than what we're seeing.
Actually, the 16-day shutdown delayed the jobs report by a week, which Strain says warped the final numbers.
The household survey asks households for their employment status during the week that contains the 12th of the month. Collection usually begins immediately thereafter. In this case, the government was shut down, so collection efforts were delayed by a week. So you're asking households to remember what they were doing 2 weeks ago, as opposed to remembering what they were doing 1 week ago. And while that may seem like a minor change to a lot of people, evidence shows that changes like that actually can have a big impact on the quality of the data.
End the shutdown!
End the shutdown!
What's more, explains Baker, temporarily furloughed federal workers were counted as unemployed in the household survey, since technically they weren't working. That hurt the unemployment rate.
So the household survey showed a drop in employment, in government employment, of about 450,000. So these are people that were employed by the federal government, presuming mostly employed by the federal government. They're on furlough. They're asked, you know, were you working the week of the 12th? Answer, no.
But when it came to the establishment survey, government agencies reported these workers did have jobs.
95!
Regardless, the private sector added far more jobs than expected, even during the shutdown.
I was actually surprised. It's hard-pressed to find any evidence of the shutdown. And the sectors I was looking at places like restaurants, hotels, because I was expecting that you had areas, you know, the national parks were closed. Here in D.C., a lot of the tourist sites, people, you know, if you're planning a trip to D.C., I would assume a lot of people canceled. So I would have expected that there'd be some fall off there. In fact, there was very rapid growth, over 50,000 jobs in that amusement, entertainment sector of the economy. So you're really hard-pressed to find the evidence of the shutdown in the establishment survey.
During a speech today at the Port of New Orleans, President Obama offered his own framing of the report.
We added about 200,000 new jobs last month, but there's no question that the shutdown harmed our jobs market. The unemployment rate still ticked up, and we don't yet know all the data for this final quarter of the year, but it could be down because of what happened in Washington.
The White House's estimate of the shutdown's cost, more than $2 billion in back pay and lots of lost productivity. And says Michael Strain, the shutdown means the data are even less certain than usual.
But I would expect that next month to be much more reliable than this month.
The never-ending story will pick up again on December 6th.